Welcome back. This is Podcast Voice Training with myself, your co-host, Scott Patton of www.podcasting-unleashed.com, and my co-host, Jan Jansen of www.janjansen.com, J-A-N-J-A-N-Z-E-N.com. How are you doing today, Jan?
Absolutely wonderful.
Great. So last time we were talking about one of the most important parts of any talk and of any podcast, which is, of course, is the introduction, the beginning. And, of course, the other really, really important part is the conclusion. So how do you have a really effective conclusion?
Well, it really is important, Scott, because I think all of us have been at an event where it almost seemed like the speaker was done, and we thought, wow, that's it.
Right.
Or I remember one time I was at an event and literally this woman was walking down the stairs saying, well, if there is anything that you want, just come and see me. And it was, I was sitting there in the audience, of course, as a public speaking coach, like with my mouth on the floor, trying not to look so horrified. And I was, because she had done a brilliant job up until that point in time. And I was waiting for her offer. And then she was gone, and almost apologetically.
Right.
And so this is really important. So one of the biggest things is you need to tell the audience what to do.
Yeah. Yeah, have a call to action. Right?
Absolutely. Which comes back to a little bit of what we talked about last week. You need to know why you're on stage.
Right. I was at an event this weekend, and I felt the same way. They were these really impressive speakers, had really accomplished a lot in their lives. When it came to the end, it was like they really didn't know. They made offers, because that's why they were up there. But it was like they really didn't know how to put the offer together and then how to get the audience to move. And, you know, I'm used to being up there talking and being on stage with, you know, the masters of getting people to move. And, you know, 500 people and 200 are rushing to the back of the room before the person's finished talking, right? And to be sitting there and watching them come and walk down the, you know, to the back of the room with the odd person kind of getting up and going to the bathroom, as opposed to going to the back of the room to buy, was just like, oh my goodness, wow, these people need a little bit of, because it was, you could see they had all the parts, they just hadn't put it all together. And so they were very, very excited about what they were talking about. But when it came to the, you know, this is what I've got for you to help you get what I've got, it was, the energy was just heading downhill so fast. People were almost like afraid to, it seemed like almost afraid to get up and move to the back of the room.
And that's a reflection of the speaker.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I always think, I mean, in everything in life, is what we're seeing out there is simply a reflection of ourselves. So if you've got people who are afraid to move, it's because you've been afraid to sell.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the biggest issues, Scott, is being really comfortable with yourself.
Yeah.
And being really comfortable with your offer. If you don't think that you've got something absolutely amazing to offer that is valuable, that is going to make a difference in these people's lives, then quite frankly, you have no business selling it.
Right.
So you have to come from that place of conviction and passion, and then you need to tell them what to do. And it seems so simple, like people should know what to do, obviously.
Right.
Well, they don't. And it really comes back down to the fact that, you know, as children, we were told what to do. A lot of people still have a employee mentality,
right,
where they are told what to do.
Or in school.
Or in school. Absolutely.
You know,
told what to do.
Mathematics now.
Yep,
English next class.
That's right. This is when you move. This is when you don't. This is when you put up your hand. This is when you listen. And so as much as we may think that we are really free thinkers, you're asking for a lot. So when, you know, I always laugh when I hear the saying, common sense isn't common. And so we really have to not assume that our audience is stupid, but simply that our audience is waiting for direction.
Right. The person up at the front of the room is the leader.
Yes.
And they've got to lead.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite university professors used to say, what you do if you want to be a leader is you find out which way the crowd is going, you run and get in front of them, and then say, this way, right?
That's a good one. And so one of the things that I think is a big issue is that people will say, well, people don't like when I sell. And you're absolutely right. But people are going to complain if you do, and people are going to complain if you don't.
Yeah.
It's really, at the end of the day, where do you want your bank account? Because they are going to complain. I remember the very first time that I put on a full day event, and I had a number of speakers. And it was really interesting because a lot of them, it was a lot of, let's put it this way, rookie speakers. And so they didn't have back-end products. And I was just doing this for sort of for fun, to raise money, some money for charity. And I realized at the end of the day, people were going, well, we wanted more information on this, we wanted more information on that. And I really got then and there that it was a disservice to people to not have your back-end products, to not offer them, to not give them the opportunity. So you're going to have people that complain about your selling, but you're seriously going to have people who complain about you not selling.
That's right. Because nobody's going to remember 6 months from now what it was that was said that was so valuable.
Yep.
Unless they've got some way of reinforcing it. I think that's really important.
Yeah. So be prepared to sell and get comfortable with it yourself before you get on stage. And as we talked about even last week, your introduction and your conclusions are where you're going to want to spend most of your time in practicing. That introduction needs to be down pat, but so does your conclusion.
Yeah.
And because that may be very awkward for you to stand up there and do a sales presentation, you need to be practicing that until it flows, until you feel comfortable, until you can do it with heart and passion, conviction, and get the point across.
One of our good friends, Michael Port, spoke at the Mega Seminar. I shared the stage with him last year, and he said something at the end of his talk that I actually copy and say at the end of most of my, at some point in my talks, because I thought it was so powerful, and I say that I learned it from Michael, right? But he said, you always offer them something. And if they don't want your $20 package or your $200 package or your $2,000 package or your $200,000 package, then you offer them something for free, right? And he says, so I always, what he does, he always offers them the Think Big Revolution that he's got, right? And that way, no matter what, they get more from him.
Yes.
So they may not be ready to buy now, but 2 months, 6 months, a year, 10 years from now, they might be, right? And I have actually, what do you call it when you just do it unconsciously now?
You mean extemporaneously?
Oh, is that the word? Like, I don't think about it anymore, right?
Right.
And I told you this past weekend I was at an event.
Yes.
As a member of the audience, not as one of the speakers, right? Because I believe in constant improvement and learning too, right? So, you know, I paid my way in. I was just a student like anyone else. And one of the organizers asked me to participate in the expert panel as one of the experts for one part of the event, so I was quite happy to do that. And when I got up and talked about, we were breaking down websites, I said, you know, it's really important that you have these power words in your headlines, right? And then I didn't even, like, I don't know who said it, but I know it came out of my mouth, right? I said, and if you want, I have a document that has 201 power words that you can just look at and pop into your headlines and your content and just, you know, and if you want that, all you have to do is, you know, give me your card and I'll email it to you or something. The break, you know, I had 50 cards out of 100 people in my hand, right? And the MC, the master of ceremonies of the event, after about two breaks said, by the way, if you want that 200 power words, make sure you email Scott. And he said, Scott, what's your email address, right? So he announced my email address to the whole group and everybody's writing it all down. And so I have, you know, 100, 200 contacts now that want what I know that I can contact with, be in contact with, who are interested in what I have to say, right? Which is the perfect type of people to be, you know, relating to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So it's because of the training that you've had, Scott, right? And because of the practice. Because let me tell you, I'm sure you weren't that good the first time up.
Oh, no.
Hate to say it, but that's the truth, right? And that's, I think, another thing is that everybody needs to know with public speaking, this is an art. This is a skill. This is a practice.
I've been practicing it for 25 years.
There you go. Okay? So it is something that you're just going to have to work on, and you'll get better and better at it.
Yeah.
So the other thing about conclusions is that they need to accomplish their purpose. And you really need to decide what that purpose is. So it may be that you need to call people to action. You just may want to have the whole audience in tears over something and moved to make a change in their life.
Right.
Okay? So it may be that. It may be that you want everybody literally standing up and screaming and shouting at the end of it.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
So what is it that you want? And unless you know, you're not going to get it, okay? So that's a really big thing, is it needs to be, it's effective, we know if it accomplishes purpose. It also, and I think three words that I think are important about conclusions is compelling.
Yeah.
And provocative.
Okay.
And tantalizing.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Great words.
Okay. So, you know, is it compelling and that people feel moved to do something? It may be that you want to have a very provocative conclusion because you want people to think.
Yeah.
You may want to get people a little bit riled up so that there's some activity. Because,
yeah,
of course, complacency and apathy is one of the hugest things that you have to overcome as,
right,
as a public speaker.
Right.
So being a bit provocative, I think it's kind of good.
Yeah.
I use the word outrageous more, but, you know, provocative is good. And then tantalizing. Is this irresistible? Do people go, I couldn't live without that? Or I absolutely need to have this? A feeling that if they didn't take it up your offer, that they would actually be missing out on something or losing something, okay?
Yeah. So I have this event in the back of my mind because it was just a couple days ago, right? And I'm thinking, you're right. Like, there were people that said, you know what, I make $400,000 doing this, this, and this, and you can too, but they didn't make it tantalizing, right?
Wow, how could you not make making $400,000 tantalizing?
Because he put it into a little sort of aside in his presentation, and he never came back to it like 20 minutes later, right?
Okay.
And so it's like, yeah, it's kind of the old, you know, tell them what you're going to tell them, and then tell them what you told them, right?
Yeah.
And could you imagine do you want to make $400,000 in the next year?
And everybody in the room is going, yes!
And sign up for my program, and I'll show you exactly how I did it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Wow. Okay, so tantalizing. That people will actually, and I know when somebody's written good copy, when I literally am reaching for my purse with my wallet out and I am ready to sign up. And that's when I usually stop myself and go, okay, Jan, this was good copy. Do you really want it? Because I feel like there'll be a loss if I don't take advantage of it. The other thing is that this isn't the time to start a whole new idea. And sometimes you find in people's conclusions that all of a sudden it's like they're starting a whole new talk or they bring in this whole new thought and it kind of comes out of left field.
Oh, yes.
And what will happen is it'll leave you sort of reeling and almost discombobulated. And so you've been going down the pathway with them. And all of a sudden out of left field comes this brand new idea that they have never mentioned, never talked about. We're in the conclusion, we're in the home stretch, and in comes this idea, and it will actually disjoint you.
Yeah.
And so you won't get, you will lose your effectiveness.
The focus is so important.
Yeah. And the other thing that all of us have seen in conclusions is the ones that just never end. They just drag on. And on,
right,
and on, and on. And you're kind of, you start to look at the watch, and they keep on saying, well, just one more point, or in conclusion, or I just have 5 minutes left, and that is, if I had 5 minutes that lasted as long as their 5 minutes, I'd have all the time in the world, right? And by that time, as an audience, we're annoyed.
Yeah.
We have totally lost interest. They have lost all their effectiveness, and we're just, you know, quite frankly, ready to see them off the stage.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't care less what they were given away.
So don't do that.
So don't do that. That's right. So, you know, those are really the three of the biggest things is that you want to make sure that, first of all, you have accomplished what you want to accomplish. And you need to know what you want to accomplish.
Right.
Don't bring in new ideas. And also don't catch them unawares. And make sure that you give them specific directions.
Right. So, yeah, like a summary of what you've told them. Because oftentimes it's good to say, you know what, I had three main points. I covered this one, this one, and this one, just so that you know. And then here's your call to action, or here's the conclusion that you want. Hand it, walk proudly off that stage, and hopefully they'll follow you everywhere.
There you go. So that's it. So next week, Scott, we're going to talk about the four P's.
The four P's.
The four P's.
What are the four P's?
Pitch, power, pace, and pausing.
Oh, excellent.
There you go.
Great. Well, I want to thank our listeners for spending this time with us. We appreciate you coming to, we appreciate you letting us into your living room or your iPod or wherever it is that you're listening to this. If you want to listen to more podcasts on voice training, you can go to persuasive-speech.podomatic.com. And that's persuasive-speech.podomatic.com. And there actually is a really good reason why it's misspelt, but we won't go into that today.
That's an internet marketing podcast. There you go.
So thank you very much again for joining us, and we look forward to hearing your comments. And thank you, Jan. That was really, really good information. And we'll see you next time.
It's a pleasure, Scott. Thank you.
Bye-bye.